Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing our trek through Romans, and this part of the podcast is brought to you by Outrageous Grace Every Day, which is a 90-day devotional through the book of Romans. And we are almost done, just a few more days, and then we'll be tackling an Old Testament book, which I'm super excited about. But this is Reader Month, and today I'm reading from an iTunes review by The Gapman, and it says this: a perfect way to start each day. Oh, it rhymes. Thank you, Mary, for praying for us and for going to Scripture to hear from the Lord. This is the perfect way to begin each day. I also find it helpful to sometimes end my day with listening to your prayers. Well, thank you, The Gapman. I really appreciate that. And I hadn't thought about that, but yes, that's a really great idea to end your day on a positive note. I know for me, when I have had a rough day, it's really good to end with Scripture and prayer. So I love that idea. All right, we are in Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 13 in the New Living Translation, and it says this: we who are strong must be considerate of those who are sensitive about things like this. We must not just please ourselves. We should help others do what is right and build them up in the Lord, for even Christ didn't live to please himself. As the scriptures say, the insults of those who insult you, O God, have fallen on me. Such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us, and the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, as fitting for followers of Christ Jesus. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you, so that God will be given glory. Remember that Christ came as a servant to the Jews to show that God is true to the promises he made to their ancestors. He also came so that the Gentiles might give glory to God for his mercies to them. This is what the psalmist meant when he wrote, "For this I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing praises to your name." And in another place it is written, "Rejoice with his people, you Gentiles." And again, yet again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Praise him, all you people of the earth." And in another place, Isaiah said, "The heir to David's throne will come, and he will rule over the Gentiles. They will place their hope on him." I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, we do want to be strong and considerate and sensitive to those who differ from ourselves. We want to please you. Teach us what that means practically, like feet on the ground today. What does it mean to please you? We thank you that you had the insults of others fall upon you. And so, Lord, I pray for the person today who has had insults hurled their way, whether online or in an email or with a voice. And that's a hard thing to bear. But we just want to thank you that you bear them too. And we give you those spoken words, those written words, and we lay them down like an offering and say, "Would you take these?" Because we don't know what to do with them. Lord, we want to have patience with people. We want to be encouragers. We want to live in complete harmony, particularly in our families. So, Lord, I pray for our immediate families, children and grandchildren, and I pray parents and aunts and uncles, I pray for harmony. I pray where there's misunderstanding that we would be willing to go forward and try to resolve that misunderstanding. We do want our families to join with one voice, giving praise and glory to you, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is so cool. Lord, help us to be acceptors of people. Help us to remember that we are, many of us listening to this podcast, me included, are Gentiles, and we've been grafted in because of what you've done on the cross, Jesus. Thank you for that. I don't even have the words to say how I can thank you for the fact that I can be whole, I can be forgiven, I can be set free, I can be an adopted child of yours. Thank you for adoption. And I'm just going to end today's prayer with verse 13 because it's so appropriate. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, well, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You know, I have this other thing that you might be interested in. It's a free personalized prayer every Monday. It comes to you in your inbox, and you can get that at jesuseveryday.life. Scroll down a little bit, and you'll see these Mind If I Pray For You little moniker, and you'll receive a free prayer every Monday written out with your name in it for 2 years. So this is absolutely free, jesuseveryday.life.